What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
The control group depicts a nuclear catastrophe and the complete annihilation of the human race. Listener discretion is advised.
It's time for Sweater from Santa Game. Match the letters with Santa and win a valuable Kodak Instamatic camera.
Wayne?
The DJ?
Yeah,
this hour's contestant.
How long have you been up? Why didn't you wake me?
I gotta leave pronto. I set the alarm for you.
You set it for 8. I'm gonna get Becky to the bus in 20 minutes.
Doesn't matter, just drive her.
I don't want to drive her. I have things to do.
What do you have to do?
I have things to do, Wayne. I do things. Morning, princess. Uppy, uppy. Daddy turned off my alarm and now we're running late. Come on now. I need you to get up so we can get going.
I'm awake.
What do you want for breakfast?
I don't want breakfast.
At least have toast with a fried egg.
I don't want to eat.
You have to eat so you'll have energy for school.
I don't want to go to school.
We all have things we don't want to do.
But why?
Becky, please. Not today, huh? We can't afford for you to miss the bus. I can't take you this morning. I have too many things to do.
Please get out of my room. I'll get up if you just leave me alone.
That's enough. Your father's driving to Atlanta. He'll be gone for a couple of days, so let's be pleasant so he can leave with a good feeling.
Sure. Let's be quiet and not upset Dad. How about my feelings?
Don't be such a grumble puss.
Stop calling me that.
Do what you want then. I'll make a cup of tea to go with your toast.
Fine, but I won't drink it.
I just want to take time enough to tell you that if today's show goes all right, we may run tomorrow's with a real human at the controls.
Thank you, Ebenezer. That's beautiful.
All right, I'm gone.
You said it was only for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So why take such a big suitcase?
Baby, I don't want my suits to get wrinkled.
3 suits?
One for tonight, one for tomorrow, one for Wednesday, okay? Is my briefcase by the door?
You don't want to just take one suit and 3 ties?
So now you're going to interrogate me?
No one's interrogating you.
What is it you think, Dory? What is your suspicion?
Let's drop it. Sorry I asked.
You know, Dory, maybe this is my big chance. Maybe this time I want to make an impression, and I don't want that impression to be, here's a guy who can only afford one good
okay,
suit.
Okay, fine. I was only trying to help.
You want to help? Why did you get the door for me, Rim?
Retail price, $20, not just $9.99.
Call me tonight once you're settled in, okay?
Oh, I'm a couple hours away. And what they charge for long distance?
Wait a second. Dial person to person, and I'll decline the call. I just want to know you got their
signature. All right, I will. Now let me go.
Do you have your handkerchiefs?
I have everything. Look, while I'm gone, promise me you and Becky won't fight the whole time.
Why don't you make her promise? Really, Wayne, she's becoming impossible to deal with.
I'm not going to argue about it, but I don't mind telling you, I'm starting to get pretty much fed up.
Maybe you should participate a little more. Back me up for once in your life.
Goodbye.
Wayne, wait. Come back for a sec, will you? At least kiss me goodbye.
I gotta go.
When you get back from Atlanta, I'll make you a nice dinner. Maybe we'll dine out. Invite the Schultzes.
The Schultzes? I can't be late, Dory.
Okay, get out of here. Love you.
Love you, too. Well, I try not to fight.
Coming, princess.
Oh, never mind. I found it myself. Now, please don't call me princess. It's condescending.
Now, before you know it, all the boys and girls out there are going
to
be.
You haven't got time to watch television.
I'm not watching it. I'm just drowning out the noise of all the arguing in this house.
No one's arguing. You'll damage your hearing if you play it so loud. Becky, you didn't touch your breakfast.
I told you I wasn't hungry.
Doesn't matter. You still have to eat. You need fuel.
My blue scarf.
What about your blue scarf?
I want to wear it.
Of course. Of course, the blue and white stripes.
Oh, the pale blue with the scalloped edges.
Scalloped edges, huh?
Mother, now is not the time to make fun of me.
I understand,
my dear. You're the one who insists I wake up in the middle of the night.
I'm sorry.
Just so I can catch the bus and ride to school with a lot of screaming children.
Here's your scarf.
Really, Mother, I don't know how much longer you will insist upon treating me like a child.
And I appreciate your cooperation. Couldn't you tie that once you get to school?
Mother, you must be joking.
Please, Becky, I need you to make that bus.
Fine, I'll go.
You have money for lunch?
I have money for lunch.
I'll be here when you get home. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye.
I love you. I do love her.
Sir, the radio signals from the galaxies that surround us. Observing the technical progress of remote civilizations
as they
mature and flower.
Please,
studying their behavior.
Shoes lying wherever she decides to take them off. Oh, Wayne left his umbrella. Now watch it, Wayne. Somehow I'll get the Wayne.
We've received a distraction from one of our sentinels.
Which one?
The Virgo system. An entire planet's life system is at risk.
We will send a rescue pilot.
One of ours? That distance? My queen, I'm afraid it's impossible. All of our agents are on assignments.
Begging Her Majesty's pardon, there is one agent we could send.
Zeptron.
What is happening here? Why did you look at him that way?
You're imagining things.
Who is this pilot Zeptron was talking about, eh? Answer me.
Quasar 1, Your Highness.
That's enough. You're dismissed.
The perfect man. It's hard to know. You can't. It's hard to know.
Coming.
Love those corn doodles.
So nice of you to come.
Why did someone else assign to this Hello? Radio mission?
Why did you not tell me you were training to become
Hi,
a space
Judith.
Agent?
Get the boys off okay?
I wanted to surprise you.
Good.
Well,
how are you feeling?
You certainly succeeded.
I beg you to reconsider.
Out of the question.
But Mother, when will I be good. Allowed to live my own life?
You don't think that...
All my life I've wanted to prove myself. To be something
well,
other than the child of a queen.
No, better than me.
Is being a princess such a terrible thing?
Don't when? Call me that.
You're thinking now?
Rather than be a princess.
Yeah, okay. I didn't think I'd ever get Becky out of the house today. Sure,
so
I guess
so. You are familiar with Helios 3.
I'll need to be back by 2:30 before she gets home.
Planet of no
How about I meet you at 10:45?
Population.
It is our mission. It's part of the plan.
Can't wait to destroy themselves and each other.
It is my mission as a pilot.
Their own apocalypse.
As I see it, you have two options.
Huh. You're making demands now?
You can allow me to fail, or you can help me succeed.
You will travel to Helios 3. Under our guidance, you will dismantle the Doomsday system, and you will take measures to ensure the folly is not repeated. At least, for the next 1,000 years. The statistical odds of your success are...
I know the odds. I've been trained.
And you're willing to risk such a sacrifice?
Self-sacrifice is the noblest gesture a person can make. You yourself told me that.
So I did. I am blessed to have a daughter such as you, Quasar One. I expected this to be your answer. So, preparations for your mission are already underway. May your voyage be swift, your mission successful, so that life in our galaxy shall be preserved.
So it shall be.
Your spacesuit is equipped with a computer in the chestplate and a communicator in your helmet. No matter what language is spoken by the alien species, the communicator will translate both your speech and theirs.
I know all this, Zeptron.
The microchip embedded inside your head will allow you to remain in constant communication.
Just get me to the capsule.
As you wish. You will be kept in suspended animation for most of the journey. Your body will be fed a steady drip of nutrients through this umbilicus that attaches to the port on your spacesuit. This tube will also feed information into your computer as we obtain more data during your flight. By the time you arrive, we should have ascertained the location and... My queen.
How is our pilot coming along?
Just going through the pre-launch briefing.
Navigations checked.
I'd like a word with her before you seal the capsule.
Of course.
Alone.
You didn't say anything to Gina about Wayne and me, did you?
Of course.
I appreciate
Clear
it.
Clear the deck in preparation for launch.
Really?
Then let
Sometimes
us delay
I
the future
think we are making
no
things
longer.
Way too complicated. Trying to navigate everyone's feelings. Hang on.
Closing the
Is
capsule.
That the TV?
Door.
Capsule door closing.
Okay. Now reading vital statistics.
Do you hear that?
Sides are A-okay.
The sirens are going
Initiate
off.
Initiate life suspension sequence.
Life suspension
you don't think
sequence
it could be a tornado?
Are
there tornadoes in December?
And
I didn't hear anything like that
function.
On the weather this morning.
Virgo probe ready for launch in. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Yeah, I suppose
4, 3, 2.
Sleep well.
1.
My precious daughter.
Will Quasar One survive the journey to the distant Virgo system?
I'm gonna turn down the TV and see if I can figure out what's going on.
Will anything be left?
Becky plays it so loud, I can't hear myself think. But then when she's away at school, I need something to keep me company. I need a radio in the kitchen. But that would be odd, wouldn't it? You can't hear it? Listen again. Ah, thank you. So I'm not going crazy after all. Well, I may be going crazy, but not deaf. Doesn't it make you feel weird when you hear it? Yeah, me too. Oh, I don't know. I just assumed. No, they usually test on Thursdays at noon. Hang on. Let me pick up the extension in the living room. Give me two shakes. Okay, I'm here now. You hear me okay?
Do you know if the designer was Danish?
Yeah.
Well, I just love it.
I figured it must be a false alarm.
Would look at it.
Helen Huntley's on. No, I'm looking at her now. Here, listen for yourself.
Of a Dutch girl or nesting doll. Oh, it's really quite sophisticated.
Enough?
It's funny you mentioned that because the design of each seal...
What are you going to do if Charlie starts sniffing around your skirt?
I didn't realize it was an international...
Well, did I ever tell you what he said to me at one of the football games? I didn't tell you. You're going to appreciate this. And keep in mind that Gina was standing not 5 feet away from us. It's going to confirm every bad thought you ever had in your mind about him. Well, that's why I'm warning you. Well, you know how I feel about him, so I'm just going to let you figure this one out on your own. No, you might actually learn something. You know, grow as a person. I'm sure it'll be worth it. Oh, you're sure it'll be worth it.
And we'll be back right after this.
And 15 seconds later, we are still waiting on station identification. I'm sorry? I thought we were going to ID.
No, they're saying pitch to Vance.
Well, forgive us, Elaine. It's Monday, and rather than station identification, it seems we will be sending you over to our news desk for an update from Vance Norwood. Or maybe you could just ask Vance Norwood to stop by here whenever he's ready. Or you could just, I don't know, toss me some rubber balls and I'll juggle until we're ready to pitch to Vance. Oh, I'm sorry you had to witness this, Elaine.
It's quite all right.
Hold tight, Judith. They're about to say what this is all about. I know. I wish they'd turned it off already. It's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
...and head south over Canada at sonic speeds. The U.S. Army and Air Force are actively investigating these radar signals.
Yeah, hold on. I'm listening.
...reliable knowledge of what these are. We must assume that they are aircraft or missiles launched...
They're saying some airplanes are flying over Canada.
In a moment, we will know...
We don't know who they are yet. Well, how am I supposed to find that out? Can I just ask? Should I ask the nice man on television now? Well, give me 2 seconds to listen to what they're saying. You know what? You blew your chance. No, seriously, you blew it. You're never going to get your answer from Mr. TV Man. I feel terrible.
Hello, and welcome back to Woman's World.
Because they switched back to Helen Huntley. Emergency over, I guess.
Tommy, can we cut to a break while we... We encourage you not to be alarmed. In a moment, we'll return to Vance Norwood for further updates and find out what's really happening. Is that right, Tommy? Are we going back to Vance? Okay, well... They've just announced that America is under attack, and I'm supposed to just, what, continue with our interview? Fine. We'll all just sit here for a moment, feeling a little dazed, looking confused, and starting to feel considerably anxious over the fact that Soviet bombers are now approaching American airspace. Is that what we're supposed to do? Tommy? No.
How's she doing?
It isn't possible.
She's struggling.
Because no one is telling me
Tina,
anything.
Run down to the wire. Find out what's happening.
There's nothing
right
on
away.
Prompt.
Give me something. I don't care.
Together myself. Whenever.
Come on, Helen. Come on, Helen.
Is Stanley in the booth?
What should I do? Want me to cut away?
We got nothing to cut, too. Put up a slide.
Saying what?
Never mind. Just wait. She'll figure it out.
Fuck. Let's cut away.
No, 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 no. Put your hand on the button, but
Stanley.
Just don't press it yet.
Isn't this absolutely typical? I've been in the world of television, a bubble, a fantasy, for so long that I have forgotten what it means to be a housewife.
That's it, Helen. Yeah, all right.
Hold everything together all right. While the whole world is coming apart at the seams.
Okay, she's got it in her pocket.
See my eye. I call it a typical Monday. Am I right, ladies?
How long can she roll with this?
Don't you worry about it. Once her antlers go up, she won't miss a beat.
You're the one who is expected to keep the family together.
All right, cut to a close-up so we can get the guests off the set.
Tighten up one. Be ready to move if she does.
The forgotten birthdays.
Get the guest off as soon as we switch.
Suddenly too grown up to be hugged and kissed.
And one. Go now.
Show me what you got. Anything.
Civil Defense is about to make a statement. They're going live in 2.5 minutes.
Have Tommy signal her to throw to Vance in 2.
Tommy, we're going to a live feed in 2 minutes and change. Signal Helen to throw to Vance in 2.
Finances may be in. We make safe living spaces for our family. Now, if we can do...
Think she got the message?
Every day of the
Watch
year,
and you'll
I'm
see.
Sure we're more than
Once she gets a message, she winks at the camera to let us know.
You're putting me on.
That's how she signals to us.
Now, while continuing to talk to the audience.
I've been doing it for years.
Watch for it.
More than equipped to handle today's
Watch
emergency.
For it.
We're coming up on a minute.
To be minor,
Bing!
Amazing.
Helen's a pro.
Now,
she's got a gesture for pretty much every occasion.
Oh, she's got a whole vocabulary. This is go to break. This means no audio
right, right, right.
On my earpiece.
Stand by.
We don't yet know what that information is, but there's a good chance you'll be grateful you wrote it down.
This is WEAL TV 12, Radio 1160, New Canaan. This is Howard Viken, your official Civil Defense announcer. Here is a special message from Civil Defense. Federal authorities have said there is a chance that this area will be attacked by an enemy force. It does not mean an attack is certain, just that there is a possibility of such an attack. Keep tuned to this station for further information and instructions. I repeat,
oh my
remain
God,
calm.
Judith.
Keep tuned
They're
to
They're saying
this
America
station.
Is under attack.
Civil defense personnel, report to your duty stations. Do not.
No, I am being completely serious. There are planes or rockets heading right toward us. They just said so. No, but I think we'd know, right? Wouldn't we hear something or see something? No one said anything about this being a drill. No, I'm serious. They say you should see a bright flash and then after that a loud boom. That's when you have to lie down in a ditch. But there hasn't been anything like that. Wait, let me listen.
If you are at home, shut the doors and windows and pull down the shades.
Oh, Jesus. Honey, you need to go turn on a radio or something. I think something really big is happening.
With your gas and oil furnace. Keep tuned to this station for further information and instructions. If you have livestock, get the animals under cover.
I wonder if I should go over to the school to get Becky. Judith? Judith? Hello?
Don't use the telephone.
Hello? Hello?
Jesus.
Don't listen
to rumors and don't spread any rumors you have heard.
I can't just sit here.
Station for further information. Remember, you can get official civil defense programs only at 640 and 1240 on your dial. Any other programs during the radio alert are unofficial. Beware of them. The enemy may attempt to confuse you by using unauthorized stations. Do not listen or start rumors.
Thank you.
stop sign, Missy.
Federal, state, and local defense are armed. This is not just a test exercise. This is a real alert. All regular radio engineers are looking for men on 640 or 1240 on your radio. You will be getting a picture of message.
No! No! Get out of the way! We have to get off the road. It's coming right for us! Children, if you keep up this noise, Mr. Gillum is going to hear us and believe me. If he comes here...
And to mobilize and manage resources and production. Civil defense is not apart from government. It is government itself, aided by auxiliaries and emergencies to minimize the effects of disaster.
Stand ready and we'll direct you where to corral the vehicles. Wayne, why don't you come in? Take the lead on setting up.
Sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. May I help you?
I'm Wayne Langford. I'm the Civil Defense District Operations Coordinator. This is General Pug Wheatley. We're here to access the fallout shelter and set up the Emergency Operations Center.
You'll have to excuse me. I don't know.
Obviously. You're going to want to get the hospital director, head doctor, and then I'm going to want to meet the head of operations, security, physical plant, and even groundskeeping. In that order. You got that?
Just a minute.
Start with the director.
Phones are dead, dear.
We have an internal system in case of outage.
I'll handle this, Yvette. How may I be of service?
According to the emergency plan, all patients should be in... Show me that folder again.
Patients should be in the basement of the North Wing, segregated by gender. Ambulatory patients in 30 minutes. Incapacitated patients within 90 minutes, assuming we have a full staff.
Do you have a full staff today?
We do.
They're here to set up an emergency command...
Emergency Operations Center, EOC.
We're honored to have you. You'll be in the South Wing. I recommend you direct your vehicles to unload on the southeast corner, right under the fallout shelter sign. I'll have a custodian unlock the door and show you around.
Send the custodian to open up, but you stay here with me. Stan, will you move everyone down to the entrance?
Anything you say, Mr. Langford.
South Wing is that way. Southeast door is around back.
You're familiar with the layout of the basement?
Yes. I'll walk you down. You'll follow me, please.
That's what we call you, Miss Wilburn?
Verdry is fine.
Verdry. That's a pretty name.
Thank you. One grandmother was Vera, the other was Audrey. Vera, Audrey, Verdry. You shouldn't need to bring much with you. The shelter is fully stocked.
Perfect.
The generator should come on automatically if we need it. This way.
You're aware that this is an EOC?
Well aware. I used to be a block warden back when they were doing such things.
You lock up the supplies?
I know we're not supposed to, but some of the night attendants were using it as a napping place. The lock is more psychological than anything. This air vent at the bottom of the door pops out, and a person could easily crawl through and open it up from the inside.
That is a healthy supply.
Operational equipment on the right side, food and sanitation on the left. This notebook has all the information, tells where everything is stacked. If you'll follow me, I'll show you where to set up.
I got that door open for you, Ms. Wilburn.
Thank you, Claude. Will you check and make sure we have fuel for the generator?
Yes, ma'am.
We couldn't get along without you.
I think I ought to have a look around myself, figure out what goes where.
Oh, well, I was going to show you where, if you set up according to plan. They mapped everything out here. Of course, if you choose not to follow the plan.
No, that's fine. Carry on.
I'm honored that our shelter will be used for emergency operations. I know what a big deal this is.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Oh, Mr. Gillum, I need you to release Becky, Rebecca Langford, so I can take her home.
Becky?
What is it?
According to this list, Becky isn't here.
Isn't here?
Oh, Mrs. Langford, Becky just left as we were getting the primary students into the shelter. The older students remain in their rooms until we're ready for them.
I don't understand. She was allowed to leave?
Kids who have cars are allowed to drive themselves.
She doesn't have a car.
Drive themselves and their friends home if they live nearby.
Come on, Stuart. Who drove her?
Wendy Morton.
Wendy Morton. Okay.
She's probably at home waiting for you now. Sorry for the miscommunication.
Of course.
I need to get
Thank you for your time.
Wait.
Yes?
You're not going to tell her.
What? What? Tell me what?
She and some of the other girls were talking about going to a protest.
She didn't go home.
We don't know. They told us they were going home.
But we've heard that they may have gone to the town square, a peace action
think
of some sort.
They may have gone home, but they probably didn't. They probably went to a protest today.
We can't control where the children go once they leave campus.
She shouldn't have gone. You shouldn't have let her leave.
Mrs. Langford.
We are gathered here lawfully in open defiance of the civil defense, which has no right to force us to hide in the darkness.
Sorry,
while
pardon
the United
me. Becky?
States
Becky?
Mom?
Shh.
Don't shush me. Get in the car right now.
A part of their everyday
Wendy,
existence.
I'll talk to you about this later, but right now I expect you to get back in your car and go directly home. Your parents must be worried sick.
Mother, if the bombs have really fallen, there's nothing we can do to protect ourselves. Surely you understand that.
You foolish child, how can you be so stupid?
I'm not going.
I'll drag you away if I have to, but you're coming home with me right now.
Oh, great. Now they are sending soldiers against us. Against us. As if we are the enemy.
On the hands of the Prime Minister, Leonid Brezhnev.
All right, lock arms and form a human wall and slowly push them off the street and onto the grass. Once they're in the park, they can protest all the hell they want and get themselves burned or a crit for all I care.
All right, ladies. Join arms and prepare to move.
They're not allowed to do that. We have rights. We have to be allowed to protest. They're not allowed to violate our rights just because they want to keep the streets clear.
For God's sake, Becky. There are missiles falling all over the United States. We don't know if we're going to get hit.
You should have let them arrest me.
They weren't interested in arresting you.
They would have used violence. I know they would.
Becky.
They couldn't wait to bring out the billy clubs.
The world is coming to an end. Possibly. Don't you understand?
If there really are Soviet bombs falling on us right now, going into the basement of my school is not going to save my life.
I suppose this is all some way for you to get back at your father.
Get back at my father? This is not about him. This is about me being mature enough to have my own political beliefs, and I'm sorry if they don't rhyme with yours.
Jesus' sake.
If my father has chosen to work for the war machine, that is his right,
the
and...
The civil defense has been very good to us.
Don't you see, Mother? The shelter program is part of the whole campaign to build more missiles. Bigger and more deadly bombs.
We are building bombs and setting up shelters because of the Russians.
Our missiles outnumber the Soviet missiles 10-1.
As well they should. They can't be trusted, so it's up to us to keep the peace.
Doesn't seem to be working.
Do you have to argue about everything? You're only 15. When you're a little older, you'll see what the government does is for our own good.
Well, I may not get any older, thanks to the government.
What are you doing? Is he crazy? Oh my Jesus! You're okay. We're gonna be okay.
It's fine, Mother. Just drive. You can fit through there.
I can't get through.
You can, just be careful.
Oh no, who's this?
Can you help us? Can we put her in your car to take to the hospital?
I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Mother, someone's hurt. We can't just drive home as if nothing's happening. We have to get her to a hospital.
They said it would be at least an hour before they could get an ambulance here.
I'm getting out to help.
Becky, don't you dare get out of this car.
We have to help.
Close that door.
Please, we'll lay her in the back seat. And... What are you doing? You almost ran him over. here!
We can get through. We have to get through.
We can't get through. The road is blocked.
We're almost there.
That's it. I made it. I made it. We're gonna make it.
Just hold on.
What's happening to you? I can't remember. Are we supposed to lock it or leave it open?
Lock it, definitely. Draw the curtains. At least there's still power. Check for a dial tone.
No dial tone.
I'm gonna find the pans and lids and start filling them with water.
Are we really going to do this?
Do what?
The whole civil defense shuck and jive.
Shuck and jive? I don't even know what that means. But yes, you and I are going to follow the home shelter plan. Of all people, we have to. So, go gather blankets and pillows from upstairs.
But Mother!
Go on. We need something to distract us.
Okay.
That's a good girl.
I'll turn on channel 12.
Let's not worry about the television right now. Stay busy. Try not to think about...
About Daddy.
About your father.
You think he'll stay in Atlanta? Or do you think he'll try to drive back to us?
I'm sure he'll follow the evacuation plan.
But maybe he won't follow the rules. Maybe he'll be determined to get back to us.
No. He'll shelter where he's supposed to shelter. He's not the type to take chances.
How are the numbers looking?
Really strong. Our patrols are reporting complete visible compliance.
Perfect.
It's a ghost town out there.
Broke up the protest?
Broken. Imagine that. You hear the world's ending and the first thing you do is go out and form a picket line. Jesus, Joseph and Mary. Overall, I'm impressed with your planning, Wayne. Really holding this thing together.
Thank you, sir.
We still don't know how many people are in public shelters versus how many are sheltering at home.
By the morning, each shelter should radio names and numbers. We'll count heads and do the math then.
You hear anything from your people?
My people?
Your family? Are they here?
No, sir.
You told them, right? So they'd know what's going on?
I thought about it, but I figured it would be better for them if they didn't see it coming.
If a person receives a small or medium dose of radiation, his body will repair itself and he will get well.
All in?
Yes, ma'am.
Turn off all the lights upstairs?
I did.
Then I'm going to bar the door for the night.
Is that piece of wood going to stop a bomb?
It may not stop a bomb, but let's not forget, we are two women, alone, during a national emergency. Good night.
I could go upstairs and get Daddy's gun.
You'll do no such thing.
I know where he keeps it.
I won't use a gun. I refuse.
You do?
Of course.
Well, maybe you and I are not so far apart after all.
What do you mean?
Good night, Mother.
The Control Group is a production of iHeartRadio, written and directed by Brett Wood. Recorded and mixed by Rob Gal. Featuring Tess Malice Kincaid, Alexandra Bicken, Hannah Bierman, Minka Wiltz, Mary Kraft, Tim Habiger, and Keith Brooks. Music composed and performed by Rob Gal. The executive producer is Ben Bolin. Supervising producer, Paul Deckett.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.